Well, we are back. This is Bruce Allen for the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. And I've got Pastor Drew Sams with us for Spiritual Rap. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew. I'm going to skip the introduction because I want to get right into it. Pastor Drew is amazing. You can find him at Surfer Drew everywhere. But welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
So, time. We're going to talk about time. And I think people think of time as very linear, very finite. And that was partly what I wrote about, that I have found in living the number of decades I've lived, that time is very elusive. And I think religions have different points of view on time, and I'm sure you as an individual and a pastor in particular must have different points of view. And now that you're a parent, you must have a different point of view, which reminds me, let's start as we always do. Fanfare, please. Ooh, there we go. Oh. It is time for our update, our health and welfare update on baby Drew, who is 16 months old or thereabouts, Pastor Drew. So how is baby Drew doing, and is he excited about going to Hawaii next month?
He sure is. This will be his first trip out of the continental United States as we go next month to Hawaii. Can't wait. He's doing great. Yes, 16 months, so much fun, and I can't wait to show you some new photos. This kid is getting big. He is big. He's off the charts in terms of the height, and he's like 95th percentile in weight, and he's going to be a bruiser, I think.
That's exciting. That's exciting. So I'm glad he's well, and I just love our updates. It's special, and like I'm part of your family. So let's talk back about time. That's kind of a weird expression. Let's go back and talk about time.
Well, it's so interesting. Time, you know,
you
said it so well earlier. Time is pretty elusive. Sometimes time feels like it's flying by. Sometimes we can't wait for that time to arrive. Sometimes we want to get it back. Sometimes we wish we never had it. And I'm just reminded of, actually, in the book of Ecclesiastes, this was a song made famous, you know, internationally by the Birds, but before it was a song, a big pop
hit. Right, turn, turn, turn.
Yeah, turn, turn, mm-hmm. turn. And so Solomon, which Scripture describes as the wisest person who's ever lived, penned these words. He said, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." He goes through this long list of different things, you know, a time to be born, time to die, a time to plant, time to heal, time to build up, time to laugh, time to mourn, all these different things. And it's so interesting, the human experience, all the different things that we experience in a 24-hour period. You know, nobody has more time in a day, nobody has less time in a day, but it's what we do with our time that not only impacts our lives, but also impacts the lives of those around us and can even have eternal impact, even beyond our human time here on Earth.
I couldn't agree more. Beyond the famous lines that the Birds turned into a song, are there any really powerful things from the Bible or lines or passages come to mind about time? And I know I'm really mixing questions. Do you believe, and or do you believe Christianity believes, that the 7 days of creation were literally 7 days?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, let me answer the first question. That'll lead into my second answer to your second question. The first one actually is found in what I would call the New Testament, 2 Peter 3:8. And the writer says, "Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." And there's this point that the writer's making, that how we understand time in the presence of the Lord, how we understand time just kind of flies out the window. You know, I've been in moments where I'm watching a sunrise, and I'm so caught up in the moment that it feels like all of eternity has stopped. I feel like I've experienced life way more than just, you know, the the 5 minutes, for example, that sunrise took place. And so this writer's mm-hmm. saying, you know, in the presence of the Lord, our time and how we measure time is thrown out the window. And so to be with him for one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 mm. years like a day. And so, you know, you ask the second question, what do I believe? What does Christianity believe? Well, even within Christianity, there's a lot of different viewpoints. Some are really hard and firm and hold fast to it was 7 literal 24-hour periods. And then some say, even within mm-hmm. Christianity, well, you know, here you've got a verse here that talks about how our understanding of time is different than how God experiences time. So those 7 days described in Genesis 1 perhaps could have been over the course of thousands of years, but as the human author, guided by the Holy Spirit, wrote that description, you know, perhaps it's not a literal 7 24-hour period. So even within Christianity, there's a debate. Where I land on is this. I see very clearly that from Genesis 1, that creation account, that we're not a mistake, that we're not some cosmic accident, that like some other religions view that, you know, the earth is a product of maybe a battle in heaven, and, you know, the earth was created, we were created. You know, I have a friend, he literally believes this. He says, Drew, I really believe that we live in a snow globe on a desk in some greater reality. And I said, no, you don't believe that. And so I thought he was joking around. I asked him a couple years later. He says, no, I actually do believe that. Why not? I literally think we live in this big snow globe. And so the answer, the short funny. Answer to the question is, I don't know. I don't know if it was 7 24-hour periods. I don't know if it was over the course of 7 million years. But what I do know is that God created everything that we know. God created us in God's image, that he was intentional about it, that it was very good, and that it was purposeful. And I hold on to that truth. And whether it was 7 days or 7 million or 7,000, I'm looking forward to one day.
No difference.
It makes no difference because God's the creator of it all.
Right. Well, it's we're out of time, but it's my belief that it took me a long time to come to this, that the miracle that we see all around us every day is just impossible to be the coincidental meeting of atoms and neurons. So there had to be some design. At least that's my belief. We're out of time, Pastor Drew. Where can our listeners find you?
Hey, all over the social media networks, at Surfer Drew.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Drew. We will get one more week with you before you're off to Hawaii. And stay tuned for special guest Professor David E. Weber coming up.
Salon.com and a dad's point of view. That's right, B Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadcheck, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook, dude. Yo, B Sal, he's one.